Linda.
Eli, I need to speak with Alicia. Is she there with you?
She's on the dais. She can't come now. What's wrong?
Eli, I need to speak to her.
Glenda, she's in the middle of the correspondence luncheon.
Eli, Will is dead.
When you start talking about medical marijuana, everybody gets
angry. There's a shooting in the courthouse and he got caught up in the crossfire. I need to speak to Alicia.
Yes. Just a second. There's a coffee.
Hello? Alicia, it's me.
Yes, Kalinda, what's wrong?
Will's been shot.
He...
What do you mean?
There was a gunfire at the courthouse, and he was shot.
Well, I don't understand by who.
His client. I'm in the hospital.
Will is dead.
No ice cream for you.
Sorry, it's Shay.
He was killed. I can't. I just saw him yesterday. Alicia, I'll call you back. I need to speak to the police, and then I will call you back. I'm sorry.
It is an honor to be here, and I want to introduce to you right now the First Lady of Illinois.
I want you to speak. You go. You're in no condition, Miss. Go ahead.
And the First Lady had to step outside. Mr. Gold, do you want to do the honors?
Thank you, Bobby. It's my honor to introduce the man I've shared my many campaigns with over the past few years. We've had good times and bad, and we've had our share of disagreements. Who takes out the garbage? Who changes the diapers?
What is he doing?
Which brings me to a funny story about how I chose this outfit for today.
Where's Alicia?
They've been wondering where you were. It's the vote in the LA office.
Tell them I'll be right in.
Thank you.
I thought this meeting was at 2. I have a client waiting.
What did we decide?
We haven't decided anything yet. What is going on, Diane? We're late
yes,
here.
Yes, I'm sorry. We've had a situation at the courthouse.
What did I miss?
Will was shot. What?
He was what?
I've just come from the hospital.
Will Gardner?
Yes. He's dead.
Oh, my God. Will is dead?
She's been here.
A week?
Are you done?
Excuse me?
Are you done crying?
I don't know.
Get your things and go home.
What?
Take your things from your desk. Leave here, go home, and don't come back.
I'm here. I need your help.
Yeah, I see you.
Excuse me. Thanks,
Josephine. So what happened next?
I was just standing there, and I turned around, and he had a gun.
Who had a gun? The defendant?
Yeah, Jeffrey Gray.
He had your gun?
Yeah, but I don't know how.
Didn't the city saw you on your cell phone?
No. I mean, I got a text. I looked at a text. It was my girlfriend. She's pregnant.
Do you usually text during court?
I didn't text. I got a text.
When you heard the first shot, what did you see?
The kid, Jeffrey Grant. He was...
Did you try to get your gun back?
No.
Why not?
What? Kidding. You weren't there. The kid was just firing everywhere.
So what'd you do? Witness says you dove behind the first bench in the gallery.
You okay? That's Jeffrey Grant. They're holding him here. It's not gonna make a difference. Jenna.
Jeffrey Grant, our client?
Yes. He was on trial for murder.
Yes. But he... That was supposed to be my case.
Diane, do you have a minute?
Sorry, I'll be right back.
I'm sorry, Alicia.
Thank you. Hi.
Where are you?
I'm at Lockhart Garden.
Alicia. What are you doing? The deposition is now. We promised to give Candace her full attention. We can't. What are you doing in Lockhart Gardner?
Carrie. Will is dead.
What do you mean?
He was shot during his trial. He's dead. We have to delay the deposition.
I'm just
I'm...
I have to go.
Alicia, are you all right?
I'll call you back, Gary.
She coming? Where is she?
We need to delay this, Candace.
What?
I have to call Will's clients. It's not out yet that Will is dead, but when it is, the clients will be looking around.
David, please.
But more importantly, other firms will be poaching.
David, my best friend just died.
Diane, I'm sorry. I don't want to be doing this any more than you do, but the car is moving, and someone has to drive. I'm just asking your permission to break it to the clients.
All right. Do what you do.
Alicia, please call me as soon as you can. There's something I need to tell you.
Alicia, it's Diane. We're trying to get a hold of you. Please call. Alicia. Hold on, Your Honor. I'll call you back.
No idea why he would call.
He called at 11:30. Wasn't he in court?
He must have been on a break.
Was he upset?
At
me?
No. Why?
Candace came to our firm. We poached her just yesterday. She was Will's client.
Will had dealt with all of that.
You sure?
You can blame yourself for anything you want, but Will was... He was moving fast on a lot of fronts. He was... I loved him.
I know.
He loved you. You can stay if you want.
No.
Alicia, this feud is stupid. I care about you too much to let it come. Alicia, are you kidding me? Leave my clients alone, Alicia. Find your own.
But you do admit to taking the sheriff's gun.
You're angry about Dr. Delaney's testimony?
His false testimony.
We'd rather hear it from your client. You were angry about Dr. Delaney's testimony?
The accused nodded in assent.
But he was lying, right, Jeffrey? He was the real killer?
I didn't kill her. I didn't kill Danny.
But Professor Delaney did.
Why'd you kill your lawyer, Jeffrey?
I don't think that's been proved.
Jeffrey, why did you shoot at your own lawyer?
I want to make clear, I have been hired by the Grant family to represent Jeffrey's interests. There's no evidence that Jeffrey was the cause of Mr. Gardner's death. According to witnesses, there was a hail of gunfire from other SWAT and sheriff members on the scene. Now, the bullets that killed Mr. Gardner may have...
Gentlemen, let's step out for a moment.
I want to say my client has been wrongly accused. He was placed into a corner by faulty DNA evidence of the cook. Could you back up a bit? We anticipate a suit against this jurisdiction.
Your client killed two people in that court.
In a fit of uncontrollable rage.
He's not getting off.
By reason of insanity. Don't question my client outside my presence.
Linda, what are you thinking?
No. All joking aside. Illinois only works if we can put aside our differences and work together. Everybody. I mean, it's really that simple. And that's what I plan to do. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go find out what Eli Gold meant by changing my kids' diapers.
Eli, what's going on?
You have to greet the press.
No, you need to tell me what's going on right now.
I'll tell you what's going on. You won't want to greet the press.
This is about Will.
What?
This is about Will.
No. What do you mean?
Elise is going to talk to him and convince him not to testify against me.
Peter, I can tell you quite definitively, Elise is not going to... Will is dead. There was gunfire at the courthouse. Will was shot by a client. You have to talk to the reporters.
I have to call Alicia.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I need to speak to my wife.
Mrs. Florek.
Yes. Your Honor, do you have a moment?
It's not, I was about to go home.
It's about Will?
We're just asking for a 48-hour delay.
A delay in the deposition?
Yes, there's been an emergency.
The deposition that was already delayed?
Yes, but that was by another law firm. Alicia Florek has had to deal with a death close to her.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry. But, we're not giving you 48 hours. We have a window now. Take it. Or wait another 6 months to depose.
Don't be a schmuck.
Here's the thing. I am a schmuck. Tell her if she wants to go to a funeral, go. But there's a price. Wait another 6 months to depose. Or, Candace, you can settle this right now. 5 cents on the dollar. What do you want to do?
Let's do it right now. It was a recess. Mr. Gardner and Mr. Palmer thought they could reach a plea bargain, so I recessed just before lunch.
And you passed them in the hall? And Will was on his phone?
Yeah.
He left me a voicemail on my phone.
Mr. Palmer might know what he was calling about. He was with him. I didn't hear. Yeah?
What happened in court?
Why do you want to know, Mrs. Florek? The accused got a gun from the sheriff. We were at a sidebar at the bench. He hit the witness, killed him. Mr. Gardner tried to intervene and take the gun, and he was hit next. Mr. Palmer covered him with his body.
Mr. Palmer?
ASA, Palmer. He's new. He was brought in from New York. He stayed with Will the whole time, and he dragged him over to the table. There was gunfire all over. The sheriffs were firing back at the accused. Mr. Palmer was shot, dragging Will out of the crossfire.
Palmer stayed with him the whole time?
Yes, till the paramedics arrived. He kept talking to him and holding his hand.
Do you know what hospital he's at?
He's being noticed.
Let me use your phone.
Why?
Because I'm the governor and I'm asking to use your phone. Show me how to dial Alicia.
It won't mean anything.
What? If she picks up your call but not mine? That won't mean anything?
Eli, not now.
No, it's not Eli. It's me. I tried you on my phone. I couldn't reach you.
Sorry. I had my phone off. I just took it out now.
I just called to tell you that I'm sorry. I heard about Will.
Thank you.
Where are you?
I'm at Chicago General Hospital.
Is that where he is?
No, I don't know where.
Who's there, Diane?
No, the prosecutor. He was shot too.
It's terrible. Terrible. How long are you going to be there?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to come to you.
No.
Alicia, I'm coming to you.
Peter. I'm fine. Please, I'm fine.
Your husband and I should be there.
Yes, and you're the governor. Wherever you go, there's an entourage, and I can't deal with that right now.
Yeah, okay. You're right. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Is she all right? You called Justice? You called Agent Dubeck about a half hour ago?
Yes.
Don't.
Don't what? I'm just doing my...
No, you're not. This is about Will being dead, right? And now that he's dead, Justice has no case against me, right?
Yes. Can we just take a minute? Can you just stop and not think about the angles right now? Don't scold me for trying to protect you. You don't think I want to be doing something else?
Yeah, you're right. I apologize.
What room is Finn Palmer in?
Chicago General Hospital. Uh-huh.
It was all a mistake, can you believe it? They thought it was me because the body was shot in the face.
Sorry, may I help you?
Palmer. Finn Palmer's room.
You're looking for Finn?
Yes.
I'm Maria, his assistant. He's in surgery right now, but he should be out pretty soon. You're...
Alicia Florek. I just wanted to see if he was all right.
Mrs. Florek. He's much better now, thanks. How do you know Finn?
I don't really. I knew Will.
Oh, my God. Of course. I'm sorry. It was so weird to be with him today and now this.
You were in court?
No, in the plea bargain.
Did Will step out to make a call in the middle of the plea bargain session?
Yeah.
He made a phone call?
Yes.
Do you know why?
No, but it wasn't good.
What do you mean?
He was angry. Really pissed. Someone was stealing his clients, and he was calling them about it. I had to go out and interrupt him. I told him that Finn was ready. It was sad. You want me to tell Finn you dropped by?
No, that's all right.
There's one problem. I called Bob Klepper. He wants to hear from you before he considers staying.
Oh, dear God.
I wouldn't have bothered you with this, but he's one of Will's...
top clients, I know.
I will see him tomorrow.
He said today or he'll start making calls.
Do you ever think we chose the wrong profession?
I'll ask if he'll take a call.
No, tell him to come in. That's what Will would do.
So this was all an unfortunate misunderstanding, Dr. Levine?
Yes. I fired Candace because of performance. That's all.
Thank you, Doctor. Anything, Carrie?
Mr. Argos?
When was the last time you had sex with your wife?
Come on, Carrie.
Relevant. Fine. Upstanding doctor said he was happily married, and that's why he didn't fire my client, because she was too pretty. I was examining the truth of his contention.
Ah, this is pure harassment.
When was the last time you had sex with your massage therapist?
Okay, that's outrageous.
Are you serious?
Totally irrelevant to the case.
From Beverly Jensen admitting you had sex on 5 separate occasions.
Deposition's over.
Let's get the judge on the line.
Dr. Levine has a patient, so we're going to need to delay this after all.
You're the one who went to the judge insisting the deposition could only be today. So let's get the judge on the line. But I don't think he's going to be in a giving mood.
What do you want?
I want to get out my aggressions and my anger by destroying your client. Now sit down. I said sit the hell down.
Hey, Jenna. Glenda. Sorry about this.
How many wounds?
3. All Glocks, G19.
Same gun?
No, don't know. G19 seems to be the sheriff gun of choice. What's going on, Glenda?
We're trying to figure out how Mr. Gardner died. Was it from Jeffrey Brandt or the crossfire?
I'll have the report out tomorrow.
We don't want to wait.
The bullet to the thorax was the one that killed him. The other 2 shots, the one to the right shoulder and the stomach, they were survivable. Who was the first?
And who shot the first?
Why?
Because I want to know.
The shot to the thorax was from close range. Close range meant it came from the accused, Jeffrey Grant.
Okay, thanks. Let me see him.
No need. I have the family coming in for an ID.
Cut. Just let me see him. Glenda?
Jenna, just give me a second, please. Yeah, I'm going crazy. I know.
I don't know what to do, Glenda. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
It sounds like you do know.
Don't worry. I'll see you later, Alicia.
Thank you, Mr. Clever, for coming in. You can understand this has been a difficult day.
I do. I loved Will. He was my lawyer for 8 years. Diane, how are you doing?
Not good.
I'm sorry. Thank you for seeing me on such short notice. Let me make something clear up front. I want to stay. But with this product manufacturing lawsuit, I need to know where we stand.
Well, Diane is best to talk to them.
Good. So, you'll be able to take over for Will.
I will. But instead, I'm going to fire you as a client.
What?
You're no longer a client here.
I'm not?
You're not.
I can go to Lake and Tordello.
Yes, I know that. That's why I talked to them. They won't take you.
They will.
No. They don't like the way you've handled this.
The Florcargo solicited me.
Yes, I know. And I just talked to Carrie. He won't take you either. They like the Will. They don't like you.
Okay. I'll give you a few days and then we'll talk.
No, you're fired, Mr. Clever. You don't belong here anymore as a client. We'll transfer your files to your home.
This is insane. Do you know how much business I bring in here?
I do. That's what makes this so difficult.
It's not what Will would do.
If I were dead, it's exactly what Will would do. That felt good.
Turn me on.
Mom. I'm so sorry. I know you don't believe it, but he's with God.
What does that mean, Grace? He's in heaven with angels and clouds?
I don't know. I don't think you can really picture it.
But you believe it? Why do you think Will is in heaven?
He was a good person, wasn't he?
He did some bad things. But he did them because he wanted to be good.
And he's in heaven.
I can't believe that, Grace.
Why?
You think God is good? I don't find any good here. Kid picked up a gun, didn't even mean to shoot Will. It's just some stupid accident. What does it mean?
What does it mean if there is no God? Why is that any better?
It's not better. It's just truer. It's just not wishful thinking.
Well, maybe always believing the bad. Maybe that's wishful thinking too. Mom, I just want you to be happy.
I will eventually. Okay, I have to get this. Hello?
Mrs. Florrick?
Yes?
This is Finn Palmar.
Yes. How are you?
A bit loopy, the painkillers. Maria said you wanted to talk to me about Will, about our last conversation.
Yes, but that can wait till tomorrow.
Well, why tomorrow? I'm up all night.
What do you need, Jenna?
Just stretching my legs. What about you? Why'd they get you here?
Suicide watch, every 30 minutes.
Kid who shot up the court?
Yep.
Watching anybody else?
A few cells at the other end.
Why don't you go take a look?
It's my responsibility.
No, it's mine. Why'd you do it? You killed my friend.
I didn't mean to.
You shot him. You didn't mean to, but you shot him. You want to die? I have your belt. Property. The guard will be away for 10 minutes. That'll give you enough time.
I guessed. I would ask you to sit, but I am in the only chair. No, you can sit on the bed.
No, I'm fine. Are you in pain?
Well, not tonight, but tomorrow will be interesting. Sorry, the painkillers.
No, don't be sorry. You're reading Cicero?
No, that was a joke from my assistant. I have no idea what it means, but I will be asking her tomorrow. No, we're good. You knew Will?
I did.
I liked him. I liked him a lot. He really had me at the trial. I was losing.
I heard you tried to save him.
Yes. That wasn't too smart, was it?
Thank you.
Yeah, he kept, I don't know. Could you pass me the water? Thank you. Yeah, he kept moving his lips like he wanted to talk. I was right over him, and he was staring up at me, and he kept opening his mouth. I don't know, maybe he didn't see me there. I don't know. If I start making sense, will you tell me?
You're making sense.
Thank you. And he reached up, he could still move his hand, and he grabbed mine. I asked him if he was all right, and he just kept holding my hand, kept squeezing it, while we were waiting for the paramedics to arrive. It's really pretty awful, isn't it?
Yes. And Maria said that he was angry during the plea bargaining session, that he stepped out to make a phone call.
Yes. Some guy he needed to fire.
Some guy?
Damien. Something. Yeah, he stole some clients. I don't know if he had a chair, I really would, but
No, no, I'm fine.
You want food? There's food.
No, I'm good. Will called me at 11:30 just before your bargaining session. Do you know why?
No.
He didn't say anything.
No. I had some pictures on my phone. My wife, my son, he asked me about them.
What did he ask?
Their names.
Oh, you should get to bed.
I really should, shouldn't I? Could you tell the nurse?
Yes. Thank you.
I wanted to tell you something.
What?
No. I'm sorry. Are you all right?
I don't know.
Alicia, I'm sorry. I want what we had. I want to be with you. And only you. Forever. Call me back, please.
Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.